A fixed offer with a call of an allowance victory for Lexi on the move. Now a perfect 2-for-2, and the 3-year-old filly will be in action later this afternoon as she goes postward for the meet's leading trainer, Robertino Diodoro. And looking forward to that effort coming up later today. We'll see if she can remain perfect as she goes in the $100,000 Purple Martin Stakes on the main track. And Robertino is with me now here on HRRN. Robertino, appreciate the visit. What a super filly she is so far, huh?
She's been a nice filly. She had a couple quirks to her when she first came in, and she's slowly matured and overcome them. And I think there's still a lot of maturing to do. And hopefully, once we get a chance to go two turns with her, I think she's going to get better.
Yeah, a lot of times trainers will say, okay, we've got two sprints under her belt or his belt. Let's stretch them out now. You opt to stay sprinting for this third start. How come?
Just the way the stakes schedule fell in place and stuff. We had a couple other things in mind that, of course, just the way the world is right now is change their mind and we'd come back to sprinter one more time. But we definitely are itching or looking forward to going two turns with her in the near future.
Yeah, interesting that even though she's undefeated, of course she's not alone in this race as being an undefeated filly, but she's undefeated. She's 8-1 on the morning line, so she's not getting the respect that you might think for a filly that's undefeated.
Well, I think the race come up very tough. It's a tough race. At the same time, she's a lot of the tough horses are speed horses, speed fillies that on paper, hopefully, 2-3 of them hook up on the front and she can just sit off the pace. On paper, again, it's a very tough race, but I think it could set up really well for her.
Yeah, she's been able to rate nicely in her two wins so far, sitting just off the pace. Is that something, Robertino, that as a trainer you have to teach a young horse, or do they just kind of have that natural ability to relax in a race?
It all depends on the horse, but with her, I think it's a little bit of her personality. When we first got her, she had some gait issues and was leaving the gate very slow and had some quirks to her of trying to make U-turns and stuff. But again, with this filly, I think it's just kind of her nature or her personality not to, she's not leaving the gate as quick as some horses, but again, just sitting off the pace and the way she's developing her running style, I really like her.
She'll have the services once again of her regular rider, David Cohen. Why does he seem to fit her so well?
Soft hands. David's I think he's good at relaxing a horse and not trying to manhandle him, and especially with some fillies, and she's one of them. Even in the mornings, you get too aggressive with her or try to fight her, she'll go the other way on you, and I think that's one of the reasons, just with Cohen having some soft hands, and I think it's helped her develop the way she's developing right now.
Do you have to say much to him before the race, considering the fact that he knows her so well now?
Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Leg him up and say good luck.
Yeah. See you in the winner's circle.
Talking with Oaklawn's leading trainer, Robertino Diodoro, here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. That kind of has a nice little ring to it, doesn't it? Oaklawn's leading trainer?
No. It's been a really good run, and we've had a great meet so far, and hopefully we can finish up strong here.
Yeah, there's a guy in second place behind you by the name of Asmussen. He's pretty good. He's won a few races in his career. Then you have Brad Cox, who's sitting in third, and Ron Moquette, who is in fourth. That's a good trio to be sitting behind you, Robertino. Do you pay attention to that much and look at the standings as you're going along?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Especially finishing second to Steve 3 years in a row, he's about as tough as they come, and I'm not going to lie, it's been a goal of mine to try to be lean trainer here ever since I came here. I love Oaklawn, and it's a meet that we really gear up for, and like I said, So I think we got even more of a drive this year to try to beat him after finishing the second 3 years in a row to him.
Do you find that, or do you think that over the course of the next few weeks, as we start to get toward the conclusion of the meet, that pressure to be leading trainer is going to build and that you'll start to feel it maybe a little bit more, especially if Steve puts some heat on you and makes a run?
Definitely. I think I've seen it come in the last few days, even though it hasn't worked out for him. I know he's more than capable of it. And, with the cancellation of some other tracks, I know he's loaded right up, and you can see by the amount of horses he's running. But at the same time, we can't worry about him or anyone else. We're just trying to stay focused on our barn and keep our horses healthy. And, it comes down to having some luck at the entry box as well and getting the right horses in the right spots as well.
Well, it's not like you haven't been in this position before, right? I remember when you joined me on my trainer talk show a few years back, and we were talking about your training titles at Canterbury Park, and you had that rivalry with the longtime champion trainer Mac Robertson, who had won many titles in a row, and then you finally overtook him.
Yeah, no, that's it's always that's one thing that makes Canterbury fun is, him and I, we get along well, but it's same time he wants to beat me just as bad as I want to beat him, and I think it's a part of the game, and it makes it fun for everyone. My help and my assistants, we get right into it, and it makes it a little more interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, Robertino Diodoro here on Trainer Talk, presented by Trainer Talk. Wow, what am I doing? Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence. He was on Trainer Talk, presented by Fasig Tipton a few years ago, so I guess I had that in my head. But I'm talking to the native of Alberta, Canada, who is now the leading trainer at Oaklawn Park. And Robertino, if I remember correctly, you come from a racing family, don't you?
Yeah, my grandpa was a smaller trainer across the prairies in Canada, and my dad was always with them, helping out and stuff. And, my whole mom's side of the family was kind of into it. So, definitely grew up on the backside of racetracks.
And in the hockey rink.
Yes. Yep. No, definitely. Yeah, that's obviously that's about all I've done all my life was play hockey till I was 21 and horse racing from, like I said, time I was born, I was on the backside, so it's been good.
Yeah, you were a pretty good hockey player, too. Was it difficult to give all that up and just focus solely on horses?
Yeah, it was just one of those things where as hockey got more serious, I was getting more serious with the horse racing, and it just never worked out. You got to be focused on one thing, and of course, for a couple reasons, I drifted to focus on horse racing, but I'm glad I did. It's worked out well.
Yeah, it sounds like you've taken that competitive edge and that killer instinct that you had in hockey and transferred it over to the training side of things. Is that accurate?
Yeah, no, definitely. You got to have to be successful in any business. You got to especially horse racing. You got to have a competitive edge, and definitely, it's we love winning. That's what it's about.
Yeah, well, you've done a lot of that and continued success throughout the rest of the meet, Robertino. And I know you're racing there, too, without fans, just like Gulfstream Park. I talked to Billy Badgett in the last segment from Gulfstream. That has to be a little different, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're more than happy, blessed. Couldn't thank the Stella family enough that we are still running here at the same time, especially when Oakland has such a great fan base and atmosphere. It's completely different, and you can just tell by the look on the riders' faces and even the trainers when they are in the paddock, it's a little different. But again, at the same time, we're more than happy that we are still running, but we definitely miss the fans here. It's one of the great things about running at Oaklawn.
With all the social distancing and all of that that's taking place now, Robertino, this is a game where, in a profession that you're in, where you have to be close to other people for the most part. You have to be around the horses together. What things are you doing differently now with your operation to kind of fall into line with the recommendations of the CDC and other organizations?
Well, just, you know, definitely trying to get the help. Well, the first thing Oakland's put into place is all the help has to be get their temperatures checked before they start in the morning. And then in the barn, I can tell you we've gone through a lot more bleach than usual and Lysol and getting the, you know, even though the grooms and stuff are in the wash racks with the horses, you know, a good part of the morning, just getting everyone to wash their hands a little bit more and, you know, trying to do our best to, you know, stay out of the office in the barn and, you know, just little things like that. It's a little bit of adjustment, but, you know, I think most people around here have got the attitude, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to keep running. And you don't see, you don't hear too many people complaining about it. Just going back to the front side. I know everyone's, you know, missing having the fans there, but it's what we're dealing with right now.
Well, Robertino Diodoro here on the Equine Forum on HRN. Appreciate the visit, Robertino. All the best moving forward. Stay safe, stay healthy, and good luck trying to hold off that Asmussen guy as you move throughout the rest of the meet.
No, I appreciate you guys having me, and same with you guys. Stay safe, and have a great weekend.